Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. My happy place. And what makes me very, very happy, no doubt about it, is that you are here. And next week, we are going to be live at the Republican National Convention, and that is going to be in Milwaukee. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So I hope you'll join us for that. And it will be a great time. We'll have some special guests stopping by. And yeah, I think we'll have an enjoyable and very, very fun week of convention extravaganza for you. All right. And so George Clooney says, I love Joe Biden. We need a new nominee. Donald Trump is going to have to pick his running mate very, very soon, because Donald Trump wanted to do a big reveal at the convention. But the former president and future president, according to the convention rules, he has to the nominee has to be nominated basically on Monday. That's what has to happen. So the convention rules say the nominee has to be nominated, both of them, on Monday, both the president and the vice president. And it will be hard to nominate a ticket that's not yet officially announced. Now, Republicans can vote on a rule change, but that would be just one of many changes that would ripple across the convention program. The New York Times says, many people say that's a little complicated. So there's a rumor, and I don't know if it's true. Trump's coming to Butler County, PA tomorrow. That's not the rumor. That's or Friday. Is it Friday? Saturday. Saturday he's coming there. And he's coming to Butler County, not the rumor. That's a true story. But the rumor is, hey, it's very close to the Ohio border. J.D. Vance is over there. Maybe J.D. Vance will pop by and maybe he'll get the nod. I don't know. I'm having a hard time seeing that, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. I hate speculating. I really do. I hate to speculate on that stuff because the only person who knows is Trump, and it's subject to changing until Trump makes the announcement. It's actually subject to changing until they formally nominate the person. I wouldn't put it past Trump to nominate or announce the guy and then change his mind. If the guy gives a low energy speech, the biggest problem that Glenn Youngkin has going for him is he's taller than Trump, which is crazy. No way Trump's picking a guy taller than him. No way. Height's very important to him. It is. He's not doing that. So we'll see who he picks. I'm just not sure I don't know. I don't like to speculate. We'll just see. We'll see how it goes. Here's a clip I want to play for you. This is Donald Trump talking about how Americans are not taking a vacation this summer. It's funny. I mentioned that the other day on the show. It's kind of weird. It's almost like I sent this to him to read in his speech. I didn't. It's almost like I did. Or maybe I did. I don't know. But it's just strange because I mentioned that story the other day. And the story was like a week old. But I got to it and I did a whole segment on it. And then he mentioned in his speech last night. These are just coincidences. That's all it is.
You mentioned that. He also used the term cover up to describe the Biden health situation, which we used a bunch yesterday as well.
Yeah,
you listened to yesterday's show.
It's very popular, but that's probably what it is. Somebody just listened and that's all it is. That's just a pure coincidence. These things are, it's like the guy in the grassy knoll. Hey, he's just hanging out back there, you know? Just hanging out. So here's what Trump said, cut number three.
Biden and Harris, half of Americans are not taking a vacation at all this summer because they can't afford to do it. Most say it's because the cost of daily life is so high, no matter what they make, they can't. Because, you know, they like to say 20%, 29%, 26%, 31%. I think your inflation, your real inflation is way over 50%, and I believe that. Meanwhile, Crooked Joe has spent almost 50% of his presidency on vacation. Almost all of it, including many, many weeks on the beach. And mansions are in, think of this. Here's a guy that's been a politician all his life. He's got homes in the Virgin Islands, Nantucket, Lake Tahoe, Kiowa Island. I mean, where the hell did they get all this money, Byron? He's got more homes than I do. What the hell is going on with him?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. But it's a good point. It's a great point. I'm glad he made that vacation point. I'm glad he made that point after we did it on the show a couple days ago. That's all I'm saying. Trump said probably the smartest decision Biden has ever made was he picked Kamala Harris as vice president. Very funny line. Cut number four.
But whatever else can be said about Crooked Joe Biden, you have to give him credit for one brilliant decision, probably the smartest decision he's ever made. He picked Kamala Harris as his vice president. No, it was brilliant. Because it was an insurance policy, maybe the best insurance policy I've ever seen, Marco. If Joe had picked someone even halfway competent, they would have bounced him from office years ago, but they can't because she's got to be their second choice. She has no choice and no chance.
Yeah, it's true. She loses to Trump bigger than Joe Biden does. So we'll see how that shakes out, if she winds up being the nominee or not. But you know, he said the other night on Hannity, he thinks that it's going to wind up being Kamala Harris. So we'll see how that goes. Biden wanted to play golf against Trump back in March. Audio from a New York City rally hosted by Stephen Colbert. Afterwards, Biden posted a clip on Twitter with the caption, "Donald, my offer to play golf still stands." Take a listen now to this flashback, cut number six.
Raleigh, Saginaw, Milwaukee, Phoenix, Vegas, Hotlanta, the Philly suburbs, Manchester, Dallas, and Houston. Donald Trump, as far as we can tell, has just been trying to win a third championship at his own golf course. My question to you, sir, can voters trust a presidential candidate who has not won a single Trump International Golf Club trophy? At long last, sir, have you no chip shot?
Well, look, I'd be happy to play. I told him this before when he came into the Oval, when he was being, before he got sworn in. I said, I'll give you three strokes if you carry your own bag.
So he wanted to play golf. He said at the debate he would accept Trump's offer. Today, the White House has officially said he will not accept Trump's offer that he laid out last night at Doral to play Joe Biden in golf for a charity golf outing. He won't do it. There's no way Biden can play golf. No friggin' way. No chance. He will do a big boy press conference, though. That's right. John Kirby said Biden's going to have a big boy press conference. You know, the fact that he said this tells me that Kirby wants him gone more than anybody. You don't say that about the president of the United States. You don't. Unless you want to. I mean, this is a shiv of shivs right here. So here's National Security Advisor John Kirby, cut number 12.
After that, the president will hold a press conference, I guess a big boy press conference, yes, is what we're calling it, and take some questions from y'all.
And maybe Joe Biden can go out there and go, Joe, you did so good, Joe. Didn't he do good? His big boy press conference. He had on his big boy pants. Oh, Joe, you did so good. Peter Ducey asked about the big boy press conference. And, just even calling it a big boy, cut 13.
White House officials are saying President Biden is going to host a press conference on Thursday afternoon. All that they'll tell us is that it's going to be more than the traditional two questions when foreign leaders are in town. They are describing it at the White House as a big boy press conference. Neil.
A big boy press conference seems to imply that he's going to take more than just a couple of questions. And the pressure would be on him because it would only be him answering.
Well, one way to stop getting people to focus on him being 81 and possibly having issues with his acuity is just to call him a big boy.
He's a big boy. Joe, you're such a big boy, Joe. I love how Joe Biden is becoming Mama Zioli very quickly here. You did so good, Joe. Joey. We're so proud of you. Today, Representative Jerry Nadler, Sir Ben Shapiro of the Daily Wire and podcast fame, is now on Capitol Hill, or he was on Capitol Hill. He was testifying today about censorship. He actually had a very funny line about Project 2025 and how it's such a dumb issue for Democrats to think they can win on. I'll grab that for you in a second, but I want to play this clip for you. Representative Jerry Nadler, the Penguin, waddled his way into the hearing room today, and he said the following regarding Twitter or X, Breitbart, the Daily Wire, and all these other entities. Take a listen. Cut number 18.
Mr. Chairman, this hearing has nothing to do with antitrust laws, since the majority's allegations wither under even the most basic antitrust analysis. This is instead another dangerous effort by the majority to bully companies into promoting and supporting far-right extremist views, views that brands understandably do not want to be associated with. In this case, the majority seeks to undermine companies' First Amendment rights and to make it harder for them to avoid monetizing online and offline harm through advertising. This includes harm like the creation and distribution of exploitative images and videos of children, the promotion of terrorism and funding of terrorist organizations, the promotion and distribution of foreign propaganda materials, and the promotion and distribution of racist, hateful, and discriminatory content. Under the majority's theory of supposed antitrust harm, advertisers who do not want their expensive ad campaigns placed next to hate speech, pirated copyrighted material, foreign propaganda, and other harmful content are, quote, colluding to demonetize so-called conservative content. Under the majority's theory, the only way to cure this alleged harm would be for advertisers to be forced to run ads on platforms like Twitter, now known as X, Truth Social, Breitbart, and The Daily Wire, even though those sites are rife with adult content, hate speech, false information, misinformation, and racist and violent propaganda.
Now, this is exactly why I tell you all the time, do not give these ghouls, do not give these people more power and more control over the internet. Please, I beg of you. That's what they're looking to do, which is to shut down X and to shut down the startup that is the internet for conservative speech. And here's what I mean by that. It used to be you had to be on the radio, but radio, as you know, it comes under a lot of attack. And unfortunately, the state of talk radio, while it's incredibly strong for conservative talk radio, the state of radio in general, well, let's face it, it's coming under a lot of different ways. AM radio is not in cars anymore. You know, we're all switching over to trying to get onto apps and streaming. And a lot of other people don't want to work for corporations. There's a lot of concern about potential buyers of radio stations, things I'm contractually barred from speaking about over the air. But you know what I'm getting at here, I assume. By the way, let me take this opportunity to extend my well wishes to Alex Soros and Huma Abedin on their engagement today. Let me just say that right off the bat there. Real happy for you. Please enjoy the champagne I sent you. It's called Sloppy Seconds. It's French. Sloppy Seconds. It's a sparkling wine, really. Anyway, and you, so they wind up doing shows on X or Daily Wire. That's how the Daily Wire is doing. They've got all kinds of talk show hosts on there. I imagine that's probably where we're all going to end up at some point or another. And I hope the Zioli Army will follow me there if I ever go there. But this is why the Congress, they're playing a game. And I say this all the time. Please, when they tell you they need to ban TikTok because of the children or China, don't listen to these people. They're lying to you. They want more power and control so that they can shut down conservative speech under the guise that it's hate speech. There's no hate speech at the Daily Wire. There's no hate speech. But I mean, is there hate speech on Twitter? I'm sure there is. I would imagine. I don't know how you define hate speech, but I'm sure in Jerry Nadler's mind, something is, quote unquote, hate speech. So all I got to do is say there's hate speech and shut down the platform. They are begging you to give them this power, all in the name of protecting your children, all in the name of keeping you safe from China, the two C words. So don't do it. Don't do it. Don't give it to them. Same thing with age verification. Don't do it. They want to end anonymity so that they can say, oh, this person's guilty of hate speech. And their mind, hate speech is if you know, Riley Gaines commits hate speech. I'm sure I do. I'm sure any conservative does. You don't go along with their propaganda. You dispute the trans nonsense. It's hate speech. You dispute climate change. It's disinformation. They want to shut this stuff down. And the internet right now is this is a digital goldmine. And a lot of these sites, this is an opportunity for people to get their message out like never before. And you don't think Fat Nadler knows that? That Wadler, he knows it, and he wants to control it. So don't give him the power. Shapiro made a funny joke regarding Democrats and Project 2025. Take a listen.
Mr. Shapiro, thank you for joining us today. I think
this is Eric Swalwell. Does he rip one during this, Matt DeSantis? Do you know?
I haven't previewed it, so I can't say for certain, but
okay.
Let's keep our fingers crossed.
All right.
As one of the leading conservative voices in the country, and the country has, in the last couple weeks, talked a lot about and Googled Project 2025. It's one of the most Googled search terms right now. And you're not going to get any censorship from me. So I just wanted to know, from your perspective, I think it would help us understand, on just like a scale of 0 to 100%, how much do you support Project 2025?
I think, like President Trump, I haven't looked all that deeply at Project 2025, but it seems that Democrats on this committee, sort of like Peter Pan and Tinkerbell, if they say Project 2025 enough, their presidential candidate becomes alive again.
And so, well, let's just talk about pieces of it, and I guess you can tell me if you support it. You probably want less bureaucracy, right?
I do.
I want less bureaucracy. You want more efficiency?
I do.
I want more efficiency. You want taxpayer money spent wisely?
I do. Congrats on becoming a Republican.
Yeah. Yeah. My parents would be proud.
Now, I want to play a clip for you of Chuck Todd. So I don't like playing Chuck Todd, but I find his voice less annoying than the voice you just heard there. But Chuck Todd, to me, is he's your typical mainstream hack. His wife's a Democrat operative. He was a Democrat operative. He's like the lesser unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos. He's definitely the lesser. His Meet the Press gig did not last. And now he does the Chuck Cast or whatever the hell it's called. I don't know, his dumb podcast. I don't really know what it is. But he made a comment about Biden and his cognitive decline. And the thing about it is that it proves something. It proves what we've all been saying. And it proves that there has been, yes, elaborate cover-up to keep Biden's health from coming to light. It proves that. Everything that he says in this clip. So here's Chuck Todd of the Chuck Cast. Take a listen.
I'm going to out the cabinet secretary.
Right.
But I had a cabinet secretary 2 years ago.
Right.
Okay. 2 years ago. All out of the blue asked me, do you really think he's going to, he can't run again like this? And I said, well, you have more interaction with him than I do. And they said, I don't have a lot of interaction with him. This is a pretty senior cabinet secretary. So, and this was 2 years ago.
So why are we hearing about this just now? I mean, this is the thing. And that's because Chuck Todd has been complicit in the cover-up. And you know, little Brian Stelter, who was at his prom last weekend and still going through puberty, was yelling outside of CNN 2 weeks ago about how these are all cheap fakes against Joe Biden and cheap fakes and all the right-wing propaganda media. So my question is this. If Chuck Todd knew this and had all this, why didn't he come out and say this? Instead, Chuck Todd and NBC News were complicit in covering everything up regarding Joe Biden's health and telling you this was all cheap fakes. See what I mean about the unholy triad, the dark triad. You got the government, corporate media, and big tech, with the exception of X and Truth Social and a couple other platforms. But the big tech, Meta, they're all in. And what do they do? What do? They do the bidding of the White House. So they go out there and they cover up. Chuck Todd should have told everybody this. Why are we just hearing about this now? It's kind of a big deal. It's a member of the cabinet who said this, but that's the point. This has been an elaborate cover-up of Joe Biden's health. It has been one of the greatest cover-ups of our lifetime, of our political lifetime, no question about it. And anybody who thinks that that's not the case, this is the Hunter Biden laptop all over again. Hunter Biden laptop, they all told you, was Russian disinformation, and everybody had to go along with that, or you were a crazy conspiracy nut. They told us it was all cheap fakes, and you had to go along with that, or you were a crazy conspiracy nut. Then the debate happens, and now everybody, even Michael Douglas, is coming out and saying that Joe Biden needs to potentially step aside. He's very concerned about the president's ability to win. You got Meathead, Rob Reiner, saying it. George Clooney saying it now. Where the hell are all these people? They were around him. They saw it. They all saw it with their own eyes. It's nice of Jon Favreau, Obama's speechwriter, to come out and say that he was at that event and he couldn't believe how Biden was. But why didn't he say that the next day when everybody was going on about how Barack Obama didn't actually have to leave Joe Biden off the stage, lead him off the stage? Why didn't he come out and say anything then? Because they're complicit in the cover-up. That's exactly what I'm talking about here. So all these people in the media who have been lying to us and trying to play a mental game with us, it's shame on them. Shame on them for this. But they do what they do. You know, and I'll get into Stephanopoulos in the next hour. But let me just quickly mention that George Stephanopoulos did that interview with Joe Biden to get the kill shot. That's what he was there to do. He was there to do the kill shot. Actually, I'll play the clip now. This is ABC News George Stephanopoulos just randomly walking down the street in Manhattan wearing gigantic headphones when someone just randomly comes up to him and asks him a question, and he just randomly answers it. I guess you have to ask yourself if this actually randomly happened or not. This random, seemingly random encounter on the streets of New York. There's the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos, just sitting there, standing there, walking around, and someone just happens to come up and just ask him a question, and he just answers it. And says something this incredibly, I don't know, this is a big indictment of the sitting president of the United States who we just interviewed. TMZ got this, cut number 7.
Hey, Susan, hey, how you doing?
Good.
What do you think? Do you think Biden should step down?
You talked to him more than anybody else have lately. And you could be honest. You don't think he can serve 4 more years? All right. That's an answer.
Yeah, just a random encounter on the streets of New York with the unbiased journalist and some random stranger who just happened to ask him that on camera. And the unbiased journalist just randomly just gave his opinion, obviously, because those random things happen all the time in the streets of New York, all the time. We're being so gaslit here. We're being so incredibly gaslit. It's just amazing to me. It really is. But then you have the other big issue that we're all watching right now. And I don't know, do we have Michael Douglas from The View? Matt, did you grab that?
I
don't know.
If
you
did,
you do? Yeah. All right, let's take a listen to that. And then I want to play a clip from Jake Tapper in a second. But go ahead. Here's Douglas. He was on The View today. And he played a president once in a movie.
So, Michael, I know that you're a longtime Biden supporter. And we've been watching the news this week. It's a little bit disheartening. You even hosted a fundraiser, right?
I did.
Your home in April, right?
I did.
So what do you think of his debate performance? And do you agree with calls for him to step aside? Even Nancy Pelosi seems on the fence now about him stepping aside.
I know. This is such a tough one. But yeah. I adore the guy. You know, 50 years of public service.
He's a lovely man. He's been
a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
And this just happens to be one of these elections that is just so crucial.
Yeah.
And it's really hard. I don't worry necessarily today or tomorrow, but a year down the line, I worry. I am concerned.
Yeah.
You know, and So I'd like maybe to go back and forth. I'm looking at some of our politicians who spoke about Biden dropping out last week, and then all of a sudden this week now they're hedging their bets.
Because he's digging his heels in.
Yeah, he dug his heels in. Yeah. We need courage. You know, we just generally need some strength and courage in on the side of both parties. And the doc tries to be as bipartisan as possible.
Yes,
not anything necessarily.
Yes,
fabulous.
Yeah.
I do want to mention George Clooney just came out with an op-ed calling for Biden to step aside, saying the stakes are too high for future generations. What do you like to respond to that?
Well, I think it's a valid point. I mean, I'm deeply, deeply concerned. I mean, especially it's difficult because the Democrats have a big bench. I mean, they've got a lot of heavy hitters.
A lot of talent there.
A lot of talent.
But they're well known. People have to catch up. They only have a few months to
catch up. And I do worry with, like, the difficulty with the debate. I mean, it was relatively simple. I mean, first of all, they should have just told the president to stand up, put a little makeup on him, for the debate, which didn't help him, and then where to look.
Mm-hmm. And call the other guy a convicted felon.
And call the other guy, and just don't deal with all your facts.
Well, his son's a convicted felon.
Just say you're a liar. That's a lie.
That's enough. That's it. Thank you. Thank you. I can only take so much of those cackling seals. Look. These people aren't just saying this. They're not just coming out and saying this because it's just they're expressing their opinion. This is a coordinated effort that the Obamas are pushing to get Biden out of the race. This is a collective effort. The Obamas are pushing all these people to do this, and the corporate media is in, and big tech is in, and the dam is broken. It's over at this point. The vampiric one snapped at a reporter in the hallway today. Fangs were out. Damn, I hope they have good garlic at the White House. I'll play that clip for you in a minute. But here's Jake Tapper. Here is Jake Tapper, and he plays a clip of another, hang on, let me pull this up real quick, plays another Biden gaffe, okay? Take a listen.
Now, what's interesting is, of course, Speaker Pelosi knows that Biden has already made his decision and announced his decision, saying that he's staying in the race. She knows that. Remember, he declared it publicly just last Friday.
Well, let me say this as clearly as I can. I'm staying in the race. Yeah! I'll beat Donald Trump. I will beat him again in 2020.
Your ears did not deceive you there. That's President Biden trying to assure folks concerned about his cognitive skills by saying that he's going to beat Donald Trump and win in 2020.
Oof. Boom. This is the happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place. I told you, speaking of summer vacations, and I'm very glad President Trump used the topic I may or may not have sent. But don't forget summer vacation and don't forego it. Book your stay today at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, by going to grandhotelcapemay.com. It's a beautiful, beautiful place to stay. I love it there. I love being there, and I love the people there as well. So GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And I want to thank Cherry Hill Volvo for being an incredible sponsor of the show. You know, Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, they do amazing work in really strengthening the relationships of their customers. Some people have been customers at Cherry Hill Volvo for decades, like my dermatologist, Dr. Justin Green. Great guy. He's bought his sixth Volvo or something from Cherry Hill Volvo. There's a reason people keep going back, because they take such great care of you. And we're really grateful here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHD because they are a studio sponsor. We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios, Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Judith, Yosef, the entire team is ready to see you and talk about it, the perfect time to buy a Volvo. Because of their renovation extravaganza, they have incredible incentives, and they're doubling down on their aggressive promotions. So please go see them today. Maybe you want the XC90. That's the third row SUV that Bridget drives. Got to tell you, you know, driving up to the Adirondacks with three kids and all the luggage we need for a week up there and the cargo and everything else, we had plenty of room. And the car, super safe, got a ton of power. It's so fast, too. I was really happy we had it. It is the ultimate family car, way more stylish than a minivan. Or maybe you want the S-Class, made right at their plant in South Carolina. Either way, you'll love the deal you get at Cherry Hill Volvo. You'll love the incentives and the promotions, and you're going to love the treatment. Because Judith prides herself on doing what is right, and that's why at Cherry Hill Volvo, relationships matter.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Ray, I retweeted this one. The only thing longer than the list of people calling for Biden to get out of the race is a CVS receipt. Well done, Ray. Excellent job. Good work. Here's Nicole Wallace reacting to a new Wisconsin poll showing Biden getting crushed in Wisconsin. I want to remind you, the Trump won the presidency in 2016 by winning the Rust Belt. And Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, obviously, I think he's going to do it again. I really do. And if it's Biden, it's a no-brainer. I don't know what I don't know. I hope Biden stays in the race. I know he's not going to, but I really hope he does. If it's Kamala, I also believe President Trump will beat her, too. So I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. But this is the key point, though. This poll shows Trump crushing Biden in Wisconsin. Now, Trump's going to win Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. He's going to win North Carolina. He's going to win Arizona. And he's probably going to win Nevada. Minnesota is really the only one left. And, you know, Minnesota is a Democrat state, but still Biden, I think the latest we said yesterday, maybe Biden is up plus one. I mean, Minnesota was just moved today by the Cook Political Report to leans Democrat. So there's a big possibility Trump is able to pull off Minnesota, which a Republican has not done in a very, very long time. So everything, yeah, it was dead. It was a dead even. I mean, that's, you know, dead heat, statistical tie. So it's all showing a massive landslide for Trump, a landslide, an electoral college landslide. That's what David Axelrod said the other day. Nicole Wallace reacts to this, and this is a key point, too. These people are not journalists. These people are trying to say what they believe their audience wants to hear. So when they tell them something that they know is going to upset their audience, they have to actually do kind of a disclaimer a little bit. Take a listen.
Let me also, I know how difficult this story is for my audience, but I'm not going to shield anyone from the news. This is new polling from Wisconsin, from AARP. 2024 election, for voters over the age of 50, Joe Biden's at 43%. Donald Trump is at 52%. The Senate race, Tammy Baldwin is running about 4 points ahead, but she's losing.
I know this is how difficult this story is for my audience. Yeah. There's a little bit of a breakdown, too, of that poll in Wisconsin. Trump is up 6, but he's up 9 with voters over the age of 50 in the state of Wisconsin. It's an AARP poll. But every poll is telling us the same thing over and over again. It's every poll. You know, I know there's a lot of hesitancy to believe polls, but every poll starts telling you the same thing, then you can believe that the polls are telling you something. And there's a reason for it. You know, the New York Times, of all places, Joy Reid is very angry at the New York Times. She's going after the New York Times for all the Biden bashing. But the New York Times had a piece about what's happening in American cities. Metal thieves are stripping America's cities. Across the country, copper and other valuable materials have been stolen from streetlights, statues, and even grave sites, costing millions of dollars to repair. You know, they're stealing them out of those EV charging stations, too. My buddy Tommy told me that. The 6th Street Bridge in Los Angeles is wired to glow with colorful lights celebrating the city's spirit, but the bridge, known as the Ribbon of Light, goes dark at night now. So do stretches of the busy 405 freeway and dozens of street blocks across the city. In St. Paul, Minnesota, a man was recently hit by a car and killed while crossing a street near his home where streetlights had gone out. And in Las Vegas and surrounding communities, more than 970,000 feet of electrical wiring, the equivalent of 184 miles, have gone missing from streetlights over the past 2 years. The lights are going out across American cities as a result of a brazen and opportunistic type of crime. Thieves have been stripping copper wire out of thousands of streetlights and selling it to scrap metal recyclers for cash. The wiring typically fetches only a few hundred dollars, but blacked out lights pose safety hazards to drivers and pedestrians and are costing cities millions to repair. These are the kind of stories you didn't hear about when Donald Trump was president. Just be honest, you didn't hear about this stuff. I mean, you knew people were stealing copper wire, but not to this degree. Not to the point where the New York Times has to write this big expose about it. Metal theft has been an urban plague for decades, often rising along commodity prices, but the combination of the economic ills and social malaise lingering since the pandemic and soaring demand for metals, especially for copper, has brought this street crime to new levels. Some theft involves elements of essential city infrastructure and even public artwork that once seemed immovable. Across Los Angeles County, more than 290 fire hydrants have gone missing since January. And in Denver, two men were arrested this winter for removing bronze artwork from a Martin Luther King Jr. monument, causing roughly $85,000 in damage. You know what the two guys got? $934 for the metal, which was recovered from a local scrap company. Isn't that something? So, this is Biden's America. Other thefts hit personally. At the Lincoln Memorial Park Cemetery in Carson, California, next to Compton, someone stole nameplates off the mausoleum and a commemorative plate dedicated by the boxer Joe Louis. Thieves even stole the metal pipe that is used to water the lawn. The Lincoln Cemetery was founded by African Americans in the early part of the 20th century when they were not welcome at many other cemeteries. The thefts have unnerved many people who come to visit grave sites. It's like opening a new wound, one of the women whose mother is buried there said. And this is, again, Joe Biden's America. I'm not saying this stuff didn't happen in Trump's America. I'm just saying it didn't happen to this degree. Trump has a 73% chance of winning based on The Economist's prediction, and The Economist is a publication that hates Trump's guts. They now give him a 73% chance of winning. So if you really believe Joe Biden is long for this world, you are crazy. There's another thing, too. The Daily Wire had this story. Whistleblowers detail how 85,000 1,000 unaccompanied minors went missing after the Biden administration dropped them off with sponsors. This is the biggest failure of government that I have ever witnessed. I plead with you to give these exploited children a fighting chance. The Department of Human Services has lost at least 85,000 children who crossed the border illegally as unaccompanied minors after placing them with sponsors who may be trafficking the children into prostitution or forced labor, according to multiple government whistleblowers who laid out the process to a Senate panel yesterday. Whistleblowers assigned to process minors near the border said that children were being placed with people who clearly were not their relatives and when there was evidence of abuse and trafficking. This is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Venaria. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. I saw him today, and Bridget has a beautiful new smile. He put on new caps for her. Absolutely gorgeous smile. She's thrilled. So one whistleblower assigned to process minors near the border said that after a group alerted supervisors to the fact that children were being placed with people who clearly were not their relatives and that there was evidence of sadistic abuse, the Biden administration's Department of Homeland Security Office of Refugee Resettlement took her off the job and retaliated against her instead of acting on the facts they had uncovered. The Biden administration apparently shoveled children out to the homes of poorly vetted volunteers as fast as it could to avoid holding them in cages, secure facilities. Joe Biden has painted those as his rival Donald Trump, putting kids in cages and wanted to avoid those optics at all costs, said Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. They weren't cages, by the way. But Biden's alternative, as detailed by government employees tasked with personally interacting with those children, far less humane. 500,000 children were flown or bused to the homes of people who were sometimes strangers. The Biden administration loosened rules on background checks. DHS's oversight amounted to a single phone call to the children 30 days later. By that time, many of the children could not be reached. They were simply missing. How is this not a bigger story? The panel was perhaps the most devastating in the history of the border crisis, so much so that the Democrats who control the Senate apparently refused to cooperate, leading Senators Grassley, Bill Cassidy, Ron Johnson, and John Cornyn to hold it unofficially. Tara Lee Rodas, who has a 20-year career in the federal government and volunteered to go to the border when the Biden administration put out an all-hands-on-deck call for employees from any agency because the border was so overwhelmed. Rhoda speaks Spanish, and her husband is from El Salvador, so she signed up to help kids. She worked at the Pomona Fairplex Emergency Intake Site, which processed 8,300 minors, as deputy to the director of the federal case management team. But Rhoda's career is in training government investigators, and when she got there, all she saw were red flags. One 16-year-old Guatemalan girl named Carmen was sent by the Biden administration to live with someone who claimed to be her brother. But pictures on social media showed him touching her sexually. It was clear her sponsor was not her brother, she said. Soon Carmen was advertised on the sponsor's social media with her shirt unbuttoned, looking drugged up. Her sponsor also posted child pornography to social media. I mean, this is just an absolute disgrace, an absolute travesty. Why this is not a bigger scandal, I have no idea. Why this is not something that everybody is talking about right now, this should be the biggest story in America. These are children we're talking about, 85,000 of them. But it would make Biden look bad. It would make the administration look bad. I shouldn't say Biden. They would do anything to make him look bad, but except this. Because it makes all the bureaucrats look bad. It makes the left look bad. It makes the open borders policies look bad. So this is actually off limits. That's just outrageous. Carmen was for sale. What keeps me up at night is wondering, is Carmen safe? And these are all whistleblowers who are coming to testify to this stuff. These are not people hair on fire screaming about pedophiles all the time. These are volunteers. They're coming there to tell the government what's happening because they're really worried about these kids. This isn't some scandal. I mean, this isn't some conspiracy. These are volunteers who are coming out and saying this is what's happening. Other children were turned over to live with known gang members, a far cry from the careful vetting involved in the typical adoption process. In September 2021, she sent an urgent do not release advisory warning to the agency and Cherokee Federal not to release a particular child who was slated to be sent to a known gang member, but it knowingly did so anyway. Rhoda said, when I reported the MS-13 case and provided evidence that other MS-13 and 18th Street gang members were sponsoring children, ORR retaliated against me. Days after flagging the gang-affiliated sponsors, she, not the gang members, was placed under investigation and physically escorted off the job. The desperation to move kids meant that after initially denying sponsors as unsuitable, they would later end up sending them kids anyway. Again, how is this not a bigger story? This is just amazing. Deborah White, another HHS whistleblower, said that the agency was ill-equipped to investigate red flags about things that could harm children, and that they deliberately kept their heads in the sand. Children were not going to their parents. Children were being trafficked with billions of dollars by a contractor failing to vet sponsors and process children safely, with government officials complicit in it. She said, this is going to haunt me for the rest of my life. We never saw sponsors face to face, and fake documents were rampant. We questioned documents. The Office of Refugee Resettlement Leadership said, you're not a fake ID expert and your job is not to investigate the sponsor. Your job is to reunify the child to the, sorry, let me say that again. Your job is to reunify the child with the sponsor, she said. She said that the Office of Refugee Resettlement provided its staff with no training to identify human trafficking or fraud. And when she tried to provide it, she was blocked. I mean, that's just, it's the kind of government abuse that you think about these people putting optics and politics above child safety to such a degree that they'll leave these children vulnerable to the absolute worst scum on the earth, all in the name of politics. And the corporate media goes along and they're complicit with it. Because the Daily Wire, to their credit, published a story. Good for them. But who was attacked today on Capitol Hill? The Daily Wire. You had fat Jerry Nadler sitting there waddling his way in, going into there and saying that the Daily Wire peddles hate speech and blah, blah, blah. See what I mean? There's Ben Shapiro, founder of the Daily Wire. And he's defending this, his site, to the House of Representatives. Do you think it's a coincidence? These are the kind of stories the Daily Wire publishes? Of course not. Cherokee Federal, a contractor, was staffed with unqualified and frankly dangerous people who had access to vulnerable children. This is the biggest failure of government that I've ever witnessed. I plead with you, she said, give these exploited children a fighting chance. This is taxpayer-funded slavery and taxpayer-funded child trafficking. She reported the first case of abuse in June of 2021, but nothing was done. She said, some were sent to addresses that were abandoned homes or where 12 children were supposedly being sponsored. Now, whistleblowers said that when the HHS secretary at the time told Congress that no children had gone missing, they were playing a little game there. They release a child to a transportation company, which in turn takes them to a sponsor, and they are no longer considered to be in HHS custody at the time. So the children were going missing from the sponsors. And that's the whole thing. This is outrageous abuse. But you really do understand why they would attack the Daily Wire today. It calls those who are unrelated, have no pre-existing relationship to the children, Category 3 sponsors. And in many of these cases, these kids go with these kind of sponsors, and all they get is maybe they have to show an ID. That's it. There's no background check going on in many cases. Many of the sponsors are illegal immigrants. They know that. They say sometimes the documents that are sent to become a sponsor, the proof of identity document, they're simply grainy images sent by text, and they don't care. The children often do not know who the sponsor is. So, Biden's open border facility policies facilitate the multi-billion dollar business of some of the most evil people on the planet, said Senator Ron Johnson, adding that one man bought a baby for $84. The American people must know the truth about what is happening to the victims of this inhumane open border policy. The New York Times, to their credit, acknowledged the 85,000 missing children in a story a few months ago. But even after that, the HHS secretary refused to appear to talk about it. So this is Joe Biden's America right here. This is it. All right, listen, I don't want to be a downer, but this is an important story to share with you. But in the fourth and final hour, I'll get more detail for you on George Stephanopoulos. There's a scandal, shocking, regarding when Karine Jean-Pierre said Biden saw the cognitive neurologist. The dates don't align. So I'll share that with you as well. There's a woman who called the cops on an 8-year-old girl riding a bike. But I want to tell you about my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, because please don't forgo that summer vacation. Summer vacation is something you will never get back. Those memories, you got to do it. So please, please, please book today at the Grand Hotel of Cape May.com by going to grandhotelcapemay.com and book your July midweek stay. The offer expires on July 18th. You're going to get resort credits, and the longer you stay, the more you will save. You'll enjoy the outdoor heated pool, the indoor heated pool, and all the amenities of a shore house with the amenities of a resort, because the rooms, suites, and townhomes have kitchenettes, and they have refrigerators, too. So you can save some money and also enjoy the resort credits and enjoy the beachfront access, enjoy the pool bar, and so much more. It really is a beautiful place to stay. The kids will love Cape May, and the Grand Hotel of Cape May makes it easy for you to have an incredible, memorable, and affordable summer vacation. So go to grandhotelcapemay.com, grandhotelcapemay.com. Book your stay today.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.